Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do. Malcolm, go!
Bury me in bottom land with my grandpa's rifle in my hand. Lord, just take me as I am and bury me in bottom land. I am just a country boy. Where I come from didn't have no choice. Oh, but I've done well, or so I'm told. So baby, wear my watch, baby, sell my gold. And bury me in bottom land.
Ooh. Hearty welcoming everybody to the Malcolm Go podcast on September 17th, 2025, year of our Lord. Tyler and Kenneth over Zoom today. Welcome, fellas. Welcome to the pod after your first big win of the year. Kenneth is on the turlet, so I've got no video of him. And
I'm off of it.
That's huge for you.
It is huge. It's very important to know that we are back. There was never a doubt that they were going to lose that game.
Never a doubt.
I did have quite a few doubts at one point, but we won't need to talk about those.
Well, I was pretty close. Anyways. When Achan ran back that like 60-yard touchdown at the end of the game, and I was like, all right, well, maybe we should. I was like, oh, that's it. I mean, that makes sense. That's how they should lose this game. And then they called him out of bounds. I was like, they're just going to score again right now. So like, I was like, I think I tweeted, just can we accept that touchdown? I don't care if he was out of bounds. Can we just accept it? Because this is going to give us at least a minute to go back and score a touchdown.
You know what's crazy is right after that play, he steps out of bounds. They reset everything. They fix the clock. They bring him back to like the 30. And then the announcer goes, well, you know, Mapu was doing the correct thing on that play. I was, in what world is not tackling the guy with the ball the correct play?
It never is. Push him out of bounds or fucking hit him in the ribs. Do any? I mean, I don't know. They missed something like 14 tackles in this game. Something a Bill Belichick defense never would have done. 14 tackles.
Well, they did nothing.
Embarrassing.
They did nothing as far as pressuring Tua until the last play of the game. So that was pleasant.
He had like 5 sacks, and I don't know when they happened. I think they were all in the fourth quarter. Nope.
That didn't happen.
No, they had a couple early like third and long sacks.
Landry had one. Chase on. Fucking Milton Williams had 2. I'm like, when? I know the last one was him, but
Barmore. I remember Barmore having one.
Barmore, yeah, was pretty athletic from Barmore.
He looked back. He looked post blood clot back. Good play.
Thing is, you can't run on this team because the front four is really solid, but you can pass on them as if it was me and a Vortex. If I had a Vortex football with my friends on the street, that's what I would look like.
That's one of the best sounds,
zipping that whistling fucking Nerf ball amongst the town. I mean, there is virtually no resistance in the deep third of the field, especially to the outside.
I don't know why. I am not certain why they didn't just throw it down the field to Tyreek and Waddle more, because it would have worked every play.
It would have every time. It basically did. Every time they ran a post pattern, the guy's wide open. I mean, it was never not open. The only time we stopped him is when they were like, when Tua was trying to throw short and he fucking threw up on himself and threw against his body and was like throwing interceptions that he didn't have to throw. He literally lobbed up three prayers just like into double coverage, and Tyreek Hill still comes down with him. I mean, first time he had a 30-yard catch in like 3 years.
Can you name four cornerbacks on this team right now that played this weekend?
Alex Austin. I can name all of them. I watched him get cooked the entire game.
Austin, Marcus Jones, Davis, and
Tony can name all of them since
I can tell you their birth. I mean, their fucking blood type, if you want me to. Yes, I know them.
They're colleges. But,
like, was Pettis, did Pettis have to play cornerback?
I don't even think he's no. Is he fucking ever
Carl on Davis? When Davis got hurt, when he got hurt, they were down so bad.
Yeah, so who's our fourth string corner? Who's our fourth corner?
Well, it's Marcus Jones, Alex Austin.
That's 1, 2, 3.
Carlton.
Woodson's your safety.
Then you got fucking, I mean, I guess probably.
I'm looking for a corner here. Do we not have a fourth corner on the roster? This is what I'm saying. Like, because Davis got hurt.
Got like five safeties. I'm trying to think. There's got to be like a gunner that we use that I can't.
So this is my. When
they brought up that kid that they drafted last year in the last round, Mr. Irrelevant, Kobe Miner.
South Carolina?
Kobe Miner.
Oh my God. I don't even know who that is.
He was this year's Mr. Irrelevant. They drafted him.
So that's what I'm saying.
He can't be active.
None of us could name the four string cornerback who got promoted to one-on-one coverage with Tyreek Hill for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, it was woefully mismanaged. I mean, they were playing zone against two of the fastest fucking guys in the league who were just running wherever they wanted. I mean, the holes are so big. Just the areas in the zone were so wide open. It was mismanaged. Like, it should have just been like that. It always is. You double cover fucking Tyreek and you put Carlton Davis on Waddle or vice versa and just keep a guy over the top and never let him beat you deep. I don't know why they had to make it so difficult. I mean, use any game plan.
You're going to have to get Gonzalez back. You're going to have to get Gonzalez back or everybody's going to do this.
The thing that I see is
you
know the meme, the fucking flex tape meme? I tweeted it out like yesterday. Where he slaps the fucking big tub of water, like, and everyone like marks up and says like, this will fix the problem. Everyone thinks that the fucking tape is just Christian Gonzalez. Like, that's going to fix the whole thing. Duggar, Jabril Peppers, and Gonzalez.
It does make a big difference.
He makes a difference as in he can cover one guy the whole game by himself.
Yeah, but that one guy.
But that doesn't mean that the other guys know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, but you could have him guard that one guy and these other three morons can figure it out better.
They got to figure out how to. No, they still have to defend three other guys. You know what I mean? Or four. So
I do like this week for like Metcalf seems like a good matchup for Carlton Davis.
Yeah, he's got to be physical.
Yeah, he's bigger.
I don't know.
He's
Metcalf
is
always that guy's always destroyed the path, though.
Hasn't he hasn't done shit done like well this first two that. Weeks, and I don't know.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is washed.
I don't know. He threw a pretty good ball last week that I saw, even though that was the only thing he did. But there was like a sick ball he threw on the run and a rollout. He like fucking.
They lost by 20 to the Seahawks. They stink.
Get it.
Did you see that game? Like they were. So they were. No,
winning. I was watching. Unfortunately, I was watching our game.
Well, I have multiple TVs. I have two quad box YouTube TVs and the Patriots on the big 65.
He doesn't even know what a quad box is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we got you over there. So, we got you, big guy.
The Seahawks scored a touchdown to tie it up. They kicked the ball off. Pittsburgh guy touches the ball, lets it go in the end zone, and the Seahawks just pick up the ball and get.
I did see that.
This is a big fantasy thing. Because it's like
14 points in 10 seconds.
Because it didn't. It's not a fantasy defensive touchdown or something. So everyone was losing their mind.
It was they kind of got screwed because, and then after that, Seattle like scored one more touchdown and it felt like a blowout, even though Pittsburgh kind of was dominating that game.
Yeah, well, that's what I felt about the Patriots. I was like, they're dominating this game, and yet we're going to lose.
The first half,
they were losing.
The first half was brutal. It was 15-14, and we
They're not going to cut this dumb kicker either. He's going to be there forever.
They gave him that good. I mean, listen, they shoved him up out there when it was a 50-yard field goal, and he fucking hit it nails. That was, you know, that's a good confidence thing. I mean,
it should have. Yeah, they should have. It should have been a tie game. That should have been to win the game.
Get it. But listen to me. You give these fucking rookie kickers. These rookie kickers don't. The Adam Vinatieri was dog shit his first fucking year and a half. People don't fucking remember that.
Extra point. It's an extra point.
What year was that?
That was.
It's like 90, 95 or 4.
It's crazy.
You're so
he was bad.
You're so
and then he was bad. Look up his stats. And he fucking was. I mean, obviously, you're not going to miss extra points then, but like fucking now it's harder. And he's a rookie. Give him a minute. Like, it's game two. He's got to get his nerves in check.
Shut up as if you didn't. You weren't in the group chat telling me you wanted him dead. I don't want to
only hear after that. He missed the second one. I was fine after the first one. Then, you know, when he hits the 53-yarder, you got to be back in.
I was back. I was back. He did it at home, too. He's from Miami, made it in Miami. That was fun to see. Good for him.
Is there any part of you that's nervous that we lost to like what seems to be a bad Raiders team? Like, they're just pretty bad. And then we beat a Miami team, like, technically, just as A-Chain stepped out of bounds. Like, we won the game. And their coach is going to get fired.
Yeah, but I feel like most of that is they still have a good offense. Their defense is bad, but their offense is fine. I thought. I mean, they have no offensive line, but they have no speed. I mean, they have so much speed, and they have a good. He's a good play creator. He's good at making plays up, but
He seemed to lost the locker room. And honestly,
I don't know why. I think Tyreek Hill's a cancer because.
Well, I heard a great...
Tyreek Hill's going to be playing. He'll be playing with Patrick Mahomes by week 8, 100%.
I heard a great reason why.
I feel
why.
Like the Dolphins would be real dicks and not trade him to Kansas City.
I heard a great reason why he's failing is that previously with Flores being such like a hard-nosed coach that they needed like that culture was established. That way like a guy who's like a little softer touch can come in. But you're just never going to have this guy like come in from like one soft coach and then to him. It's just never going to work. Like,
remember how they were blowing this guy? Like, oh, he's so quirky. The way he just talks to the media, he's so funny. He's so cute with all his players, and now they all despise him. The team like just doesn't play at all.
Yeah, I fell for it. I was like, damn, this guy's. They were good. Then it got cold. And they
did like his whole like Yale nerd goes down to Miami and becomes a fucking coke dealer. Look, he's like completely like he looks like a Colombian coke slinger. And when he went down there, he was like a fucking MIT fucking. Glasses, you know, nerd, notebook, I don't know, trapper keeper.
This happens.
I was up on Drake.
It happens in the league all the time where, like, McDaniels could go be the best offensive coordinator in the league.
Mike McDaniel? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, he could be an incredible offensive coordinator for, like,
for the Miami Dolphins specifically, probably.
Yeah, like, go just be an offensive coordinator. Like, just be the best at that. Don't try to be a head coach again.
You don't have to. I mean, you got your payday. Like, he probably, I don't know how much his contract was, but he's getting that. So, like, you can go be, who did he work with before? Was it L.A. or San Francisco? I don't remember.
Kyle Shanahan.
That's what San Francisco.
He was with Shanahan.
So he could go right back there and if he wanted to. Work with Mac Jones and his big.
Work with Mac. Go out there.
His reprisal.
Cook some more with Mac.
I would live for Mac Jones to fucking pull a Sam Darnold on the world and just become elite in San Fran and prove the world and Shanahan prove the world right that he or himself right that Mac Jones was the correct pick for him, even though what's-his-face picked Trey Lance.
Mac Jones, that game, like the Saints were projected to be like one of the worst teams.
Yeah, they're bad. Right.
And they were in a dogfight, an absolute dogfight.
But Mac was hot, wasn't he?
Mac took the lead at one point, like in the third quarter. San Francisco goes down. They like kick a field goal. So it's like kind of close. It's like a one score game. Yeah. Then Mac gets the most classic Mac strip sack where like his body, like as he's getting hit, his body just collapses. You see his face do that awful
he screams.
Face he always did. Ugh. The ball goes flying in the air. And granted, the Saints did nothing with it, but.
That's like literally the worst.
He did throw. He threw for 280 and 3. Leave Mac alone. Mac was cooking.
Man, I don't know if he's Mac did. Mac ever throw for 300 yards in the NFL? I don't think he did.
I don't know, but we can talk about the current Patriot. Drake may cook this week.
Mac
Drake
Jones
deserves credit.
Best game was that his final season against Buffalo at home.
When they won the game, when they won the game with Kasicki.
He marched down the field and he threw like a couple BBs to Henry.
Yeah, that was Mac, best game. Not for nothing. He just fell apart so atrociously his last season. Like there was no coming back.
It turned out the head coach wasn't talking to him. That's not
stop being a pussy. Like you think Tom Brady needed the coach to talk to him? Self motivate.
Yeah, when you're trying to figure out how to play the game and game plan, you probably need the coach.
Did you guys
speak to you a little bit?
Did you see the Brady clip with Colin Cowherd this week?
No,
no, I'm not. I don't
it's
watch Colin
the best
Cowherd.
Thing ever. No, it's just a viral.
Sure,
viral.
I heard it.
Brady basically, he explained it was like Cowherd's like, all right, by year two Thanksgiving,
oh yeah,
you should know if your quarterback's good or not. And then Brady went on this like five
developing
rant,
you.
But, yeah, and then how him and Belichick every week because of the – who is the quarterback coach who died for the Patriots?
Dick Raban.
He's like, my quarterback coach died. We didn't get a new one. Belichick just kind of took the role over, and each week he came in and taught us every single defense.
All the coverages,
all their weaknesses.
Yeah.
And he's like, no one's doing that in the NFL.
No.
He's like,
So basically everybody's hung out to dry if you can't figure it out. I mean, it's so fast-paced. No training camps. You can't fucking hit in training camp when you do have it. I mean, it's so much harder to be good now. Like any team, like pick the fuck out. I just a random like Cleveland Browns team from like 2004 would probably fucking stomp like the Ravens right now. You know what I mean?
I would say in September, but by November.
No, September, that's what I mean. Like
early in the season, yes.
Because they've been hitting for fucking 6 months. They, you know, they develop their players. Might not be Cleveland per se, but like, I mean, you know what I mean. Like any good team from then would smoke any team from right now at this exact moment in the year.
The only thing I wonder is like, yeah, probably, but like they didn't have like five freak defensive ends on every team.
That's not. Like, I mean,
not five. Like we have. Everyone in the league has like five like crazy athletes.
But they're
at
different.
The end.
They're like last, like those guys that were dominant then, like a Richard Seymour was thicker. But they had guys like literally Javon Curse, which was like every guy now, which is what they called him the freak, which was tall, could fucking jump over a roof, over a car, run over people, and just, you know, a 20 sack guy. And now they pump them out of college. But.
Yeah. There's like 7 or 10 in the league where before it was like Julius Peppers was the guy forever. And he was just the freaky. Everyone's like, this guy's so athletic. And now there's like 6 of those guys.
Yeah, they're on every team. You get rich playing and can play longer on defense at end and like corner. And that's why a lot of like, I was reading a story about like Joe Horn. You remember him? He was like the Saints. His son plays corner. He's like, I told my kids, like, play cornerback. It's so much easier to like fucking get rich and you don't have to be a wide. It's just a better a position to play in the league. Lucia? Well, you're in like slow mo.
Drake May. We talked about Drake May.
What about him?
It was just awesome. That was fun to see. I can't hear you, Ty. You're going to change your speaker to the. To whatever you're on.
Lost tie again.
The just go to settings audio and change whatever. But that kid cooked.
He did. He had
Stephon
his best.
Stephon Diggs needs to stop coming off the football field. Ever.
That's not his.
He should never come off the field.
He tore his ACL less than a year ago. That used to be a 2 year injury. You know what I mean? It used to end your career in the 90s. And then fucking.
He's knocking up. He knocked up Cardi B. He's ready.
You don't need an ACL for that.
Let him play football. He's balling.
He's playing good, but he's like, listen, they had such a weird game. Like, no receivers had any yards. It was like Ramondre had the most yards. And then, you know, obviously because they had the kickoff return. Drake May threw for like 200 and something, but like, it seemed like nobody had a big game. Like, Booty has one catch. It's a touchdown.
Bob Douglas has 6 in 2 games.
Bob Douglas
yards.
got one catch for 10 yards, but like that's it. I mean, a couple of the tight ends had a couple catches, but everybody else.
Ramondre
Cooper played pretty good.
Ramondre had a huge game.
That was his best game. I mean, him and Drake May had their best games ever.
Yeah,
maybe not Ramondre's best rushing game, but is definitely his best receiving game. It's crazy.
It's just his best game overall. What do you have, like a buck 30 all-purpose yards? Like
he had an 88 yards receiving. He fucking I had to apologize to Ramondre. I wasn't familiar with his game with his hands. I didn't know he could catch like that.
Honestly, when he was full extension, I was like, I was like, ah, damn, Drake May just missed him.
I thought he overthrew him.
He was gonna pull that in because that was a hard catch.
Yeah, it was.
And he just full extension pulled it in and then just kept going too. Like he,
it's good though.
It was good right.
That's
now.
I'll tell you what part of that is. Awesome throw. What part of that is Henderson being there is fucking driving him to be better because he, you know, last year with just him and Antonio Gibson and whoever fucking other moron they had, like he wasn't going to be fucking pushed like that to make plays like that. I mean, he was the best player on the team. And that's all I attribute that to trying to keep Henderson back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense, especially in the passing game, because Henderson with the ball in his hand looked incredible this week. Obviously, brutal pass protection.
Yeah, he brutal. Fucking let somebody run right. And that was his big thing coming out of college, was being able to pass protect, and he got fucking blown up by Chop Robinson.
Two holding penalties and let up a sack. It was just bad. A
little welcome to the NFL for him. You know what it is. But again, it's still early. These guys are still learning. Fucking, I mean.
Also, Campbell was good. Campbell was fine.
Yeah, Campbell and fucking the guard.
Whole left side of the line. The line was fine. The line, like, yeah, a couple plays. But for the most part, Drake was maneuvering the pocket.
You got to let him run. What if I say? If you don't got your first two reads, fucking take off. What is he doing? He's cooking. He beats Matt Judon to the edge, made him look foolish. Get a 6-yard run.
That touchdown, I felt things.
That was everything I ever want Drake to be. Like a guy comes unblocked, just take off, beat everybody to the edge. That's perfect. Like, that's awesome work. That and his best play in history in his career was that dropping the shoulder on the Ramondre pass, going up into the pocket, climbing the pocket, and giving the dime to Ramondre. I mean, that's how a Patriots quarterback is taught to play. That is the prototypical
progress.
That's the prototypical Patriots quarterback play. 5-step drop, rushes in from the edge, you climb the pocket, set your feet, deliver a fucking BB right into the hands.
Well, let's be honest. I think someone on this podcast might want to take a little credit for that, for walking through a 5-step drop during the game.
That's a good trick. You know what? Good point. Lines.
He might have heard a few things going, bop, 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 bop.
5-step, throw. 5 steps out. 3 steps out. Listen, I was fucking giving it to him. He took my coaching. He understood the coaching from the 204. And look where he's at. Best game as a pro. That's a good point, Tyler. I didn't even thought about that.
Was anyone else shocked when they heard that Matthew Judon almost got a sack in the game and then just found out then that he was on the Dolphins?
Yeah, no, I actually did remember he was on the Dolphins when they called his name. I was like, oh, right, he is on the Dolphins. I mean, it also takes some type of fucking, I don't know what kind of brain some of these people have where they can wear long sleeves in Miami in September. I could see it in maybe.
Because you convince yourself you have some fucking MO that people care about. You're Matthew Judon, you're 35 and you're lost.
He wasn't the only one doing it. Like, there's other players wearing long sleeves. Do you know how fucking humid it must have been? Like, it was like 93 at game time. The field probably felt like 98 and the humidity was probably like 80%. Miami is a fucking swamp.
You guys have never lived. You go down south, you realize that. Look at every single landscaper. They all wear long sleeves.
I know. You I need don't to understand. My wife and I are convinced they're just stupider down there, which is, they're like the humidity melts their brain, which KP can attest to. You just get like, dumber not, by the
I'm
humidity.
I'm absolutely not going to agree with one thing that you just said about my stomping grounds.
Well, you're not as far south as Miami, but to be those people.
Florida's not the south.
What isn't?
Florida is the most south. Florida should be a foreign country. It should be a foreign country. It's
really hot and it's too humid. And I one time went into a taco restaurant, which was a takeout, and it took over an hour. And nobody was concerned. I was like, did the chef die back there? They're like, no, he's preparing the pico. What the fuck is going on? I am a Yankee. I want my food in 3 seconds or I fucking am going to create chaos in this fucking cantina.
Well, there's just like the way the ordering system comes in, you go by priority. So you cook like whatever you want to cook first. So down there, they mainly lead with meth.
Yeah.
And then they go to the other food.
It was like me and my mom at a taco restaurant, and they were like, that's going to be about an hour. It's like, we got like 3 to-go tacos. I don't know what could take an hour back there, unless you're building the oven. I don't know what could possibly take that long. Whatever, enough about Florida. I haven't been there in so long. I despise the place.
I do think it was a good game for Drake, for sure.
Best game.
Big second half for him. Honestly, first half, too. The offense was just kind of clicking. Yeah, it does scare me how bad the Dolphins are. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, I don't know if I should feel good about it or if I should just...
Take the wins where we can get. We got to take the wins where we can get them. They fought the entire time. Like, think about this. Like, how many times would a fucking Mayo team folded after that punt return touchdown in the fourth quarter? They would have never.
I was going to kill myself. I was on the verge. I almost called it. I live close enough to a highway I could probably walk there. I was good. I was good with it at that point. I was like, there's no way I'm going out with this bullshit. Returning a... And it wasn't... What were they doing? They missed 7 tackles on that punt return.
They missed so many tackles in this game. Bullshit? It's insane.
But I will say that... What's his name? What's in it? The white guy. That was a block in the back.
It was.
That was a block in the back.
I think it was a Sunday night game, too. It was the same thing. They returned a punt for a touchdown, the same block in the back, and they just picked the flag up.
Really?
It might have been a 4 o'clock. It was for sure a game I feel like I bet because I was, like, super excited they picked it up, and it was, like, an obvious block in the back, and you're like, yeah, about time you win one of those. But, yeah. That was a clear block in the back.
Yes, it was. Right in front of the referee. On the best player,
by the way. Can I talk about something else while we're talking about me and potentially harming myself? Did anybody watch the end of the Arkansas game? I know this isn't an Arkansas podcast.
Certainly not.
I'm in a group chat.
I did not watch it.
Hold on.
But can I guess what happened before you say it?
Yeah. Wait, no, go ahead and guess.
All right. I'm going to guess that your dumb, stupid, fat coach didn't have the team prepared, and you guys went up like 10 points in the last 2 minutes to blow it.
No. Even worse. So it's even worse. So Arkansas is down by 6. It's the last drive of the game. There's a minute and a half left. We've missed 2 field goals already, so it should be a tie game. You should be kicking a chip shot to win, but you're dumb fucking loser kicker. So I text the group chat with your brother, Vincent, and my dad, and I say, Arkansas got the ball back. They haven't stopped them all game. Scores like 42-36. And I said, oh, here we go. I said, here we go. Here comes the most devastating turnover we've all ever lived through. Arkansas drives the ball from their own 5 to Ole Miss's 15-yard line. They just need a field goal to tie, or they need a touchdown to win, excuse me. They do the whole 2-minute warning. They run one play. The next play, they run a screen. The kid is wide open for 15 yards, and he's running, and he drops the ball.
And he's running, and he just fumbles.
He got hit by one dude and, like, rolled over, dropped the ball, and Ole Miss recovered it. And I literally texted, we're not going to talk about that. But there's things said in my house that can't be unsaid. And
good.
I had to go to confession. I had to go to confession twice because I felt so guilty about it. But anyways, I had to get that off my chest.
That was on the road at Ole Miss, though, wasn't it?
They were going to win the game. The game should have been tied. They should have been kicking a chip shot field goal to win, and he fumbled. All I needed was they were going to score a touchdown. They were driving it down their throats, and this pleasant man from the inner city dropped the ball and for no reason. God damn it.
You know, this is like year 4-ish, probably year 4 of the Patriots not being great.
Arkansas's never been great.
You're on like you've been alive the entire time. They've never been
alive.
Good.
I've been alive 29 years. The only time they got close, the Jeremy next Fadden. Year, the head coach. Well, no, the year after that with Ryan Mallett, the head coach got fired because he got caught on a motorcycle with a banging abroad that was employed by the university. I'll never win with these idiots. Okay. All right. So real story. Real story time for Bobby Petrino. There was no motorcycle. The chick, he was banging this chick who he put on his payroll, and her husband found out, and he was a personal trainer and kicked his ass.
Oh, is that where the beating came from?
Motorcycle.
Is that what happened?
No real motorcycle. Yeah, that's a real booster story. That's an insider. Get on the message boards. Talk to the people on the inside.
Because the beating, I mean, I remember his face in the neck brace.
He's Arkansas's offensive coordinator. What do you mean, where's Bobby?
He's back.
He's the offensive coordinator. That's why they're scoring 40 points a game.
He was the coach at Louisville, too. Was it when he was with Lamar?
He coached Lamar.
Yeah. Why'd he leave Louisville?
He's the fucking Bobby.
He fired?
No, he left to go. He left to go somewhere, and then
didn't
he
go
to
the Falcons and left after like 3 weeks? He was like, "I hate this," and just quit.
He went to Arkansas. That's when he came to Arkansas. He was at A&M. He left Louisville to go to A&M to be the offensive coordinator. Went down there, and then he came to Arkansas.
He definitely
and there
was the head coach of the Falcons and quit. Like instantaneously.
He was for 3 weeks. Yeah. Arkansas hired him. That's when Arkansas hired him.
Oh, they got him like from
I love him. It's like,
what'd you say?
Not like three NFL games, right? He quit like
yeah, he quit like 3 weeks into his first year.
No, he quit like a couple hours in. Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck this.
Oh, he started coaching for yeah, all right. So in March he was just like, yep. Fuck this.
No. They played games.
Oh, it was 3 weeks into the season.
Yeah, into the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He bailed on the Falcons. That was years ago. What else? I mean, that was a good game. I mean, I was excited with everything that they did. I mean, I really need to see a lot more out of the linebacker core. I mean, Spillane, I haven't seen him do shit impactful. Ellis, nothing.
The secondary is pathetic.
Ibbins. They're doing it themselves. Like, the linebackers in this defense are supposed to be helping with coverage. And they're terrible.
If Christian Gonzalez can come back and just guard someone, yeah. I'm telling you,
you're flex tape.
I bet you it gets.
You're giving me a flex
better.
Tape meme. He no. doesn't fix everything.
I think it gets 100 times better because he's a lockdown dude.
He's I'll a lockdown dude, and fucking Carlton Davis can play on a weak number two and man him up. But like, then yes. You still got tight ends. You get fucking number three receivers that have to be covered by guys that don't cover a rookie. When you got Duggar on the bench, a rookie and a fucking special team safety.
Well, Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones, yeah, he's at slot.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Corner, he's good.
He played
Duggar guards a tight end.
But here's what
we're not getting beat by tight ends, so that's nice.
Here's what I do like about the defense is they... Like, there was a ton of missed tackles, but they were rallying. They were all right. Like, it was like a missed tackle, and then two other guys would clean it up.
11 hats to the ball.
They play hard. This defense like hustles.
They do play hard. The whole team plays hard. That's Vrabel. I love it. But I mean, you got to make tackles too. I mean, all this stuff can be cleaned up. Penalties, tackling. You know, I don't know if the coverage is going to get better. They got a fucking next man up D coordinator right now.
What's up with that? That guy, I didn't like that guy getting a game ball at all. I hated every.
I mean, give the guy a little fucking grace here. He didn't fucking ask for the job.
I won't.
He didn't earn it.
I'm
he
not
either.
Giving that guy any fucking grace.
Wait, how many points did they score?
20 something, 27,
26.
All of them.
They scored 26, and one was on a punt return. So yeah. The defense only let up 19. It wasn't that bad.
All right, never mind. It wasn't that bad.
Think about the first half. The Patriots had the ball like 24 minutes out of 30, and they still were losing at halftime.
No, they were winning 15-14.
No, sure? We were losing at the
They
half.
Kicked a field goal with 17-15.
No, we were losing.
We were losing 17-15 at half?
Yeah. And they had the ball for like three times as long as the Dolphins. Dolphins had two drives and a field goal like in the last – fucking in the last half of the second quarter, and we're not even almost, we didn't almost even stop them. I mean, they ran right
that
down.
That was
our,
bad.
Yeah, it was awful. With zero resistance. So, I mean, obviously that's going to get tougher. I don't know. Miami's just a tough place to play early in the year, and we'll see. We'll see how they react at home. I'd love to fucking string a few together here. I beat Pittsburgh. Definitely going to beat Carolina next week at home. So, I mean, you could be 3-1, looking, feeling pretty good about yourself in a couple weeks here.
This is a big game.
Yeah. I mean, a dead Aaron Rodgers with a, but you got a good enough Aaron Rodgers with good enough weapons, a good enough defense in Mike Tomlin. Like, they're still going to be tough. I mean, they're definitely probably underdogs at home, I would bet.
I feel like they're kind of like, we obviously have a shit ton of issues, but.
Stephon Diggs is going
to
be a new dad.
To know if it's bad or yet bad or not, but I didn't
we
make a sense
are underdogs at home yet again, 1.5 point underdogs. So I mean Pittsburgh, I'm not all that impressed with, but you know what's fucking fuckface's stats anyway? Oh, they just signed Jawan Bentley. They got fucking Jabril Peppers definitely going to kill somebody in this fucking game. I don't even know if he played last week.
Yeah, he's definitely going to. He's going to take out a kneecap or two. I don't love that.
Yeah, whatever wide receiver is going over the middle better be fucking head on a swivel because it's going to be problem city.
Roll Poke out for one more week to get him out this week.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That would have been a good idea.
We could get Javon Baker out there. How did we get picks for that guy, by the way? He stinks.
Because he was a second-round pick last year. I mean, that's absurd loss of value. A second-round pick last year to a... And a seventh round pick for a sixth round pick, right? So we got a sixth round pick,
yes,
and we had to give them a seventh and a second round wide receiver. I mean,
we basically just dropped them.
Yeah, that's literally all. I mean,
what's
you should
the difference between a sixth and a seventh rounder at this point? What are we talking?
Nothing. About? I mean, well, yeah, especially us because our and then well, the Saints are going to be bad too. So like their sixth rounder is going to be the front of the sixth. Sixth round. Our seventh round is going to be the front of the seventh round or the middle of the seventh round. So it's probably like a 40.
Yeah, from pick 197 to pick 211 is what we just. That's
yeah,
what
basically.
Just
yeah. I mean, you can hit on a sixth round pick. Mr. Tom Brady, I mean, he's going to be out there next year.
By the way, speaking of second round, but Tyquan Thornton should have had 3 touchdowns this week, by the way. I don't know if y'all caught that. He was. Yeah. Wide open, and Mahomes overthrew him twice.
I mean, Mahomes is fighting for his life over there. He's got nothing. He's fucking got nothing. He's got literally cast-offs. They should have cut Travis Kelce. It's clear.
Ownership is loving that. Ownership's eating that shit up.
I mean, it's smart for them right now that it's like, now you got fucking still got Taylor Swift. And he's like obviously a hometown hero, all this shit. He's like one of your best players of all time, but like he can barely play anymore. He can't bend over.
He can't walk, dude. He can't walk.
Can't run. He dropped that ball and lost them the game. Like he should have been cut.
You know what's funny about
he hurt their best. He literally hurt their best receiver by running into him on week one.
Yeah. Tyquan Thornton is dog shit. I mean, they got Juju Smith-Schuster, who can't move.
Caught that. He obviously caught that great touchdown pass, but he had like three other passes where like Mahomes just like
hits him in the hands,
throws it deep to him.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. So he throws balls to him that like we know that Tyquan Thornton's not going to catch.
Yeah,
but Tyquan Thornton like goes up, gets his hands like on him. Obviously, doesn't bring him in.
Yeah,
and then you can always tell he gets up and he looks back like at the quarterback like.
Bad.
I hope he doesn't think. I hope he doesn't expect me to catch that, right?
That was gonna. That was out of my reach. No, there was one when like he was actually so one. He was wide open, didn't, and he overthrew him for real. And then one, I saw him run up the sidelines. I'm like, man, this guy fucking sucks. He threw it up, and it was single coverage. And any good receiver would, because the cornerback had not turned his back, like to look back for the ball. So any good receiver would have stopped a little bit or slowed up. Went behind the corner and caught the ball. Instead, he jumps through the corner, like into him, puts his hands up, and just lets the ball go off his hands. I'm like, any receiver worth his salt would have slowed up, jumped behind the corner's back, and caught that ball, and probably scored a touchdown. And then, of course, he caught the deep ball late. But I mean, if Tyquan Thornton is your number one receiver, you're in fucking problem. I mean, Tom Brady didn't have it this bad. To be honest, I mean, it's
yeah, he did. He had it that like, bad once.
Rasheed Rice is coming back in like two games.
I forgot about him and Worthy.
He's a top 10 receiver in the league.
Worthy's back. Top 10's crazy. That's a crazy.
Rasheed Rice, before he got hurt, was the best receiver in the league last year.
What are you?
Was he, or was he just running number one receiver in Kansas City plays?
Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase are in the same league as this. What are we talking? He's not the best receiver in the league
granted,
ever.
It's a little different when you have Mahomes throwing to you. It makes it a hell of a lot.
And Andy Reid.
Race is incredible.
It was the problem with Kansas City guys is they're always wide the fuck open because Andy Reid's a genius. These guys are like they're never fucking covered. Like there's never high. For some reason, Patriots guys are fucking fighting through double coverage constantly. But whenever Mahomes is throwing, these guys are fucking
not that
wide
good.
Open.
It just looks like double coverage. It just looks like double coverage because
that's what I mean.
So
like they running into coverage, they're lost. But fucking like Kansas City guys
Diggs
are
always
open by 10 yards.
Diggs is always open.
Yeah, he is. But again, having McDaniels back helps. Like they're converting fourth downs, third and shorts. You know, they're moving the ball with little quick passes in the zone, making little fucking quick adjustments. I mean, it's a hell of a lot better to watch than anything that's been happening for the last fucking 5 years.
It is good because, like, they're not putting Drake in bad spot. Like, a couple screen, they had the screen pass to Ramondre, which is like, how do you not know with McDaniels that third and long with a young quarterback, we're running a screen?
He it's was like fucking Josh done. Was in his bag this game. His best game. He was killing it. He ran that fucking screen right into the blitz like three times, and it worked two times for long gains. That was his best game by far.
We're back.
He tutored Drake in the ways of the Patriots quarterbacking, and it was all coming together. If you could put that defense together, you could get we could push good teams to the brink. If you could play like that every week on offense, tighten up the defense, tighten up the penalties, you know, I mean, granted, they tried to throw away the game at the end. They had like false start and Morgan Moses and like a fucking a hold on somebody. I think it was Henderson. And then Bradbury fucking candlepin ball, rolled the ball back to Drake May, which was incredible. And then they did the punt return touchdown. So it was like the worst minute in Patriot football history, like five consecutive plays was a fuck up, but still a young team.
We're also, what's kind of crazy is that we might have solved the left side of the offensive line, got a weapon as on offense and running back, and added a like really solid safety in one draft.
Yep.
We haven't fixed four issues in a draft in like 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, they're still old in a lot of positions. Like right tackle. I mean, the right tackle, Moses is like fucking 41 years old. Bradbury's old. Onwenu's, you know, still decent age. But then, like, you've got, Diggs is old. You still got to get younger at a lot of positions.
That's what I'm saying. We're like two drafts away. This is why you can't, like, that trade for Micah Parsons would have never made sense because we're still like, two drafts away. If we can solve four more issues next year and four more issues the year after that, like, this team's going to be really good.
Yeah. I mean, but you, what you really need is, like, you want to start competing. And the only reason I was in on the Micah Parsons thing is, like, as long as the defense is, like, tough as nails, like, and you have a rookie quarterback under, like, fucking a rookie contract, learning and getting better as the years go on, but you have a dominant defense and an offense that's coming along, it just makes sense to make those trades. But I, there's two sides of the, you know, to each idea.
Yeah, but we're not, our defense isn't dominant.
Exactly. But I'm saying, like, if they had Micah Parsons, if they had Duggar and Peppers and Micah Parsons, then probably would have been a lot better. You know what I mean? But they didn't.
Not that much better. We still would have bad linebackers. We still have no, like, cornerback. We would have no other DNs. And our offense wouldn't be really good enough to compete with the good offenses.
Keon White didn't even play in this game. He's got a cold. He's battling the sniffles.
Then we'd have no draft. Yeah. No. They're like two more years away to just, like, grinding this out and slowly get to, like, six or seven wins this year and then, like, 11 next year.
I'd be happy. I really think they should win. Their fucking schedule's so weak. They have to win eight. Like, just to prove that you're on the up and up. I mean, if you can't win eight in this schedule, it's crazy to me. I mean, every single team stinks. There's, like, except for the Buffalo Bills, you're playing, like, no good teams. Literally Buffalo twice. And then I think you have, who else? Tampa is pretty good. Carolina sucks. Saints suck. Well, so they, I don't know.
The fact that they have Carolina, Browns, the Saints, the Dolphins twice.
Saints, the Browns.
The Jets twice. That's.
And then they have the Bengals without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that's a lot of winnable games.
Win a lot. Like, they could literally win 9-10 games, and you'd be like, wow, they look pretty good. And they could lose by 70 in the playoffs because they're not good. That's literally what could happen.
Yeah.
But if you win the games that you have a chance to win, that's progress to me. Like, last year, 100%. Even this year, you're losing games that you should win. But, like, if you get better and you win games, like, one-score games against bad teams, at least you're winning them instead of losing them. Like, don't, but
if
just
they
don't
win
get.
This game, that's exactly right. If they win this game, this is the type of game that could really make them into, like, a solid season.
You would think that, like, we just got to keep our heads on straight here. We're not looking at a Super Bowl contender unless they get really good fast. But, like, if they start winning, if they win 10 games this year, and we're like, all of a sudden at the end of the year, which we would be doing anyway, be like, this team's got a chance going to run here. We might be seeing some magic. I think we just got to come back to seven.
Josh Allen, yeah. Twist an ankle in the first quarter.
But we can go to, like, happen, if guys. Just come back to September anything 17th and say, listen, temper expectations, because these teams that they're playing are terrible. They're literally, there's like three good teams in the league. It's fucking Baltimore, Philadelphia, Kansas City, and the Ravens, and that's it. There's nobody else.
You know what? You
said Baltimore. You said Baltimore twice.
Buffalo.
You're
Baltimore.
Big on Baltimore, huh? I think the Packers are pretty good.
Packers, they're pretty good. I couldn't think of another team.
So I kind of spent like the last like 3 weeks being like, 6-11, team's not gonna be that good, blah blah blah. If they win this week and next week and get to 3-1, you're gonna watch me lose it. Because I am gonna be instantly 12-5 and instantly, well, Burrow's coming off an injury, Lamar's fragile, and
I'll run right through the schedule real quick. I don't even care. You think I got shit to do here on Wednesday?
I'm fucking in stadium Sunday. I don't know what we're talking about
here.
It hasn't been mentioned yet.
In the 204? So listen, you've got Steelers this week. Then you've got Panthers at home, at Buffalo, probably a loss. But then you got at Saints, at Titans, at versus Browns, all terrible. Falcons at home, not good enough. At Bucks, probably a loss. Jets suck. Bengals without Burrow, versus the Giants at home, they suck. Versus the Bills at home, probably a loss. At Baltimore, probably a loss. At the Jets, couldn't win. And then you finish the season with the Dolphins at home. I mean, just saying 10 to 12 wins isn't off the table right now.
It's
and you'd still
crazy.
Be bad.
When you say, like, Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Titans,
when you say it out loud,
Browns, those are bad teams.
They're all bad.
A lot of bad
And you
teams.
Play the Jets
the Giants,
twice. The Giants. The Bengals without Burrow. I mean, these are all the Titans, the Falcons. The only teams that I see that are any good or have any, the Buccaneers, the Bengals are, you know, pretty good. The Bills, obviously, and the Ravens. Like, you have like three definite losses on here.
Every other game is winnable.
Yeah. You could be 12-4 if you win games that you have a chance
at. This team really does have a pretty easy schedule.
Simple. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I thought the over-under was crazy. I'm like, they're going to win eight games, no matter what. If they win nine...
There's a chance they could play like three teams that their coaches got fired in the middle of the year.
Yeah. They could play... They're going to... I mean, it's going to be a lot of... Like, that's what I'm saying, where I'm saying that they could be... They could win 11 games and be really bad. Like, they could be the 18th best team in the league, but have 11 wins.
For sure.
And just get blown out.
It's actually, wow, let's have a season, boys, huh?
I'm not down on it.
I really didn't think... I don't think the AFC, the conference is out here. I think we can make the championship here.
Listen, if they make the playoffs, and all bets are off the table. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a new season.
We watched the Giants. The Giants sneak in there and beat the fucking greatest team of all time. So you never know. That's going to be us.
That's this. We go in there. We beat fucking Green Bay in the Super Bowl. The Eagles. They fucking Milton Williams crushes them on a tush push. They try to tush push for the win.
I'm making a promise right now. If the New England Patriots make the Super Bowl, I'm in stadium. I don't care if it costs me $35,000. I'm in stadium.
Wow.
I'm there. I make a promise right now in stadium.
I might be in for a nice December game on this track. We're going to be in the hunt.
We're in the hunt. Listen, we got Monday night against the Giants the week of my birthday. I love that for us.
I might be there.
I can call out Tuesday. I'll use a vacation day.
Yeah, no. I mean, I want to go to that
game. The world, I'm there.
Monday night, and I believe it's a throwby game. Monday night under the lights.
It is a throwby game. It's both teams in throwbies. Good uniform game all around. Giants have good throwbies. So do we.
The Giants are in throwbacks that game? I don't know.
Yeah, they're wearing the white throwbacks. Those are nice.
We're in throwbacks this week against the Steelers too.
Are they wearing their dumb shit? Those things suck.
I don't think so.
I think we're back. I think if they win this game, this podcast is gonna go.
I just talked myself back to 12 wins.
I mean, yeah, we're in the playoffs, so let's book it right now. I mean, I don't know if we're
who's even good in the AFC.
Are we hosting though? Is that where we're at?
Well, you'd have to win the division. You're not gonna win the division.
The AFC South is pretty bad because Houston's not very good. The Colts are okay. Jacksonville's actually okay. Yeah, Jacksonville's
I don't think the Colts are 2-0 and I don't know what's going on.
They won the, Dale Jones. They beat Denver.
Dale Jones just took it.
Yeah, but they fake beat Denver. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, they let him re-kick
it. Yeah, that was crazy.
That doesn't count.
So you're going to get probably the Chargers and the Chiefs, I would imagine, make the playoffs. So that's two. Then you got to say the Colts for now. That's three. Bengals, you're going to say the Ravens, definitely. And I'm going to hold on the rest of them. And then the Bills, that's five. And then you got what more? What? So you got... You have three wild cards.
There's still two spots open.
Yeah, so you're gonna have. You could sneak in, and that's assuming you have a better record than Jacksonville, than the Raiders who already beat you, the Broncos. I don't know. It's a little early to tell. This is a lot of teams.
The playoffs, yeah.
Yeah, this is a lot of teams.
I mean, you win this week, though. I don't know where. What do you? Like, what do you think about this week?
I get nervous when it's Aaron. Even though he's old, like, I still get nervous about Aaron Rodgers, especially because he's so accurate still, and our cornerbacks aren't where they're supposed to be most of the time. So I could easily see Aaron Rodgers going for 350 yards passing, even though he's got only one receiver, and the running backs aren't good, and their defense isn't that good. I don't know.
Their defense scares me because it's like, I thought it was good, but then apparently it's bad. So what's going on with them?
I don't know. They've been getting cooked. They have no safety. So they traded their best safety for Jalen Ramsey, who's kind of an old cornerback. And then they have that other corner that didn't turn out to be that good from Penn State, Joey Porter's son. And then they got TJ Watt. That's really it. I mean, who else they got? They got nobody else. It's TJ Watt, and that's it. And then Yeah, their defense isn't that great, but it's like they'd probably be better at the end of the year. But so I could easily see, I can see it going both ways. I just, I don't know. I refuse. I don't want to be like, I don't want to be all in on the Patriots until they prove to me that they can win. And they did win last week, but like, I feel like, I don't know. Miami just seemed shitty to me. And I don't know if they played down to us and we just beat them. That's hard for me to tell. So I don't know. I'm going to pick the Patriots to win anyway, to be honest with you. I'm going to pick them to win. They scored 30 points last week. I think they're going to pick up on this week, be better on defense at home. And I think they're going to be like, I don't know. It was like a fucking dogfight to score 30 points last week. And I don't think they can do that again. So I feel like it's going
to
be like.
They had to return a kick to do it. So, yeah,
and it just didn't sustain as much scoring as I would have liked. I bet you it's going to be a win this week, though, like 24-21 with Aaron Rodgers driving to win at the end of the game. And he gets sacked again by Milton Williams, another closer game.
Breaks his femur. I like that. Go ahead, Ty.
I kind of see another high-scoring game. I feel like the Patriots' offense can move the ball. We do get turnovers. We create turnovers. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be tight, though. Similar, I got 29-27 Patriots.
29, that's interesting. I think it's going to be a dogfight. I don't see, but I think Pittsburgh has a pretty good defense. I think they got dudes that go for skulls. We have none of those. They have one that we should have. I think Peppers takes out Pop Douglas on the second drive of the game.
You might just have to send him out there to get killed. Somebody has to take the first shot.
I think Pop Douglas is probably taken out by the second drive. And then Henderson, here's my take. Henderson has two touchdowns. Patriots win 20-14.
20-14. So what, does he score a third touchdown and miss the extra point again? Or does he kick two field goals?
Ooh. Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll say this. That's my other take. He misses a field goal but makes a 52-yarder. That wouldn't make sense with my score, but that's what I'm going with.
I would like, I'd say a big moment for this team would be Ramondre running over Peppers and then the boys getting fired up.
Yeah.
That would be huge.
The 204 would be lit on that. I just don't think Ramondre Stevenson's could run over Jabril Peppers, to be honest with you.
I don't think so either, but I'm just saying, you never know. Sometimes you get bad footing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily.
He does wear that Marvin the Martian helmet, too. Fucking pillow head. That's the thing that scares me about Peppers is that he wears that pillow head and he can go even. He'll lead with the head. He don't give a fuck anymore because he's got that extra special padding.
Yeah, I also think Hunter Henry has a big one, too. Yeah. He's due.
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody you're disappointed with yet on the team?
Douglas, what the fuck is Pop Douglas doing? You predicted he had 1,000 yards.
No.
He can only play where he's playing. They're not running three wide receiver sets at all.
Yeah, he has 6 yards.
No, he did have negative 2 yards in the first game.
I think I could have 6 yards and a touchdown. He had a touchdown too.
Carlton Davis is pretty disappointing.
Yeah. I think he can't be the lockdown guy, and I think they're leaving him on an island for whatever reason sometimes. And he's not a man, he should be, but he's not a man-to-man bump-and-run corner like he said he was or used to be. I don't know. I don't know if I'm disappointed in anybody really right now. Spillane, I would say. Yeah, do we say that at the same time? Yeah, I thought he was going to be all over everywhere, and he's been doing nothing but missed tackles.
Which he is like quick to the ball. He's just not finishing.
Yeah. I'm upset at Keon White for getting hurt. Why are you hurt?
Not even hurt. He's sick, which is even
That's
worse.
What I'm saying. Like, you should be playing every game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Tom Brady ever got sick. I don't even know if that was possible.
I'm upset at Mike Vrabel for not playing Stephon Diggs every play of the game. That's my
disappointment. I don't care about that. Give him till midseason, then he won't come off the field.
He's so good. Dude.
He should be playing right now.
He is open.
That's what I mean. He shouldn't. His knee is like still fucking sore. I guarantee it. Like, he wakes up in the morning, he's like, this is tight.
He tore his ACL like 6 months ago.
Literally, it was like 11 months. I mean, that used to be you missed at least, I mean, at a minimum, 365 days before you did anything. Like, you didn't step on a football field for 365 days. He's playing in NFL games prior, like, in 8 months, 9 months.
He's very open. He's open every play.
Open. Welker was the first guy I saw snap back that fast.
Are we hitting the 99 this Saturday night or what?
99? What's up? 99
Saturday night? No, you're gonna have to come. You're gonna have to come hang out with the.
Well, Saturday night I got to go to the fucking boat. We're like,
yeah, but what's after that?
There's a restaurant. After
that. Where?
What time is that at?
I don't know. It's in Gloucester. It's not fucking.
It ends just in time to hit a 99.
Listen, I'll still go to the 99 after that. You don't think I can? You don't think I can do a bang bang Gloucester seafood and 99 fucking All Star burger? You're out of your mind. You know how many pints I can throw back at a fucking 99 in Middleton?
That's what I'm talking about. We need to get a nice after, just the fellas, 99 session in, boys.
Nothing better than
how about the snake? How about the snake run? The snake is in a battle right now. I can't imagine what's going on in the snake household.
He makes some poor decisions personally that I'm not going to announce here on this podcast. But
I get a free, but I got a free ticket out of it, so just keep it up there, snake.
He's out of his mind. Are you gonna be in the 204 this week? That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm
for
coming.
You. I'm gonna see if I can get you on a Sports Illustrated ticket.
I'm about to get immense shit here. I won't be sitting, by the way. I'm not gonna be like Frank. I'll be up. Up the whole game.
Is that because of the hemorrhoids or
I might have to that's
from what he sticks in there when he walks around.
I would say it hurts to sit. I might have to leave early. What? Potentially.
How's that work?
I have to get on a plane and go home that night. So,
where?
It's gonna be from Logan.
Bad news. I'm not a chauffeur, so you're gonna have to find yourself that train that doesn't leave till the game ends.
I've got it all figured out. Shut up. I knew better than depending on you. Trust me.
I think I would leave a Patriots game.
You skipped an interview for your opening season kickoff in a season where they won two games. Yeah, I don't think you would take me anywhere.
Who has a Sunday interview?
I don't know what I had to
No, I got to go home. I got to go. I have to fly Monday.
You got to fly Monday. All hungover and shit. So. You going to drink Sunday?
I'm going to have a beer or two with the boys.
Beer or two with the boys. This kid is already playing down the fucking tailgate. Tailgate is already burnt to the ground before. It's Wednesday evening, and I'm already not looking forward to
the tailgate.
I'm going to
have the best time. I'm going to have the best time with the boys. One of us has to be coherent because I have to make that fight. Because if I don't, I am fucked. That's the last one out.
You gonna take a picture with the statue?
Yeah, all right. I'm pro statue. If the Bill statue's there, I will Saddam that statue.
There's no Bill statue.
I will hook up. If for some reason this weekend's the one, I will bring a chain. I'll hook it to your car and I'll go to prison.
Julian Edelman and Bill Parcells are being honored at halftime. People forget
really?
That. Yeah.
So that's Edelman's a good duo. So who's keeper of the light? Edelman.
It's got to be Jules. I don't think fucking Bill Parcells could even ring that bell. It's got to be fucking 100 by now.
It'd be so sick.
I saw Parcells in Saratoga one time.
Oh yeah,
that's where he belongs. He's at a horse track at this.
Yeah, point. He looks like. I mean, he's definitely fucking loves gambling on horses. He's an old school New Jersey guy that looks like he fucking knows the handicaps of these horses, which is insane.
All right. Well, this was fun.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, I don't know. Listen, if you're new, if you're listening to the podcast, surely you would love the Patreon. The Patreon has my Monday night reactions to the Sunday games or day after game reactions. Of course, you get the unedited podcast without ads. That's patreon.com/BalkanGulfPodcast. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month just to help the boys. And, you know, on Discord, discord.com/BalkanGulfPodcast. MalcolmGoPodcast@gmail.com, all the usual places, Brady Disciple, MalcolmGoPod on Twitter. Follow us, like us, rate us, tell your friends, ask questions because I'm fucking running out of ideas, all right, cocksuckers. Anyway,
that was good. Yeah, go Hogs,
go Pats, go.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one.
Malcolm Butler stepping
out of the Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is intercepted. It's caught by Kyle. 30, 25, 20, 15, touchdown. Kyle picks it up and takes it to the house. Lewis,
for Adam Vinatieri, 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap, ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way, and it is good.
I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.